You know, like Tony Robbins, for instance, is very advanced
in using solar plexus energy.
He draws people to him very powerfully and uses that magnetic energy. And there's different levels of solar plexus energies. There's the lower, very selfish level, and then there's a higher level that's a lot more beneficial and inspiring and makes you aspire to be all you can be type of thing. And Tony Robbins is really a good master of the solar plexus energy. He has enthusiasm that's like contagious, and he can get people to do anything he wants them to do because he has this contagious energy. One of the things he does is in some of his symposiums, he gets a group together and he makes them turn in everything they have, all their money. They don't have a wallet, they don't have anything, and then sends them out for a day to survive and come back with some money. So he just turns them loose. And most of them come back with a degree of success. They manage to survive the day and talk people into either giving them their money or working for it. Anyway, he does some interesting things. He talks people into going on fire walks and convinces them they can do that without burning their feet. So he's a real master of this emotional energy. But what a lot of people don't understand is the difference. One energy is to draw everything to you. The higher energy is where you take what the essential love of Christ and you project it out so other people can feel it and other people can be inspired by it. And once two people that have the heart energies open meet each other, they will understand each other. They will have an understanding and rapport with each other that two solar plexus people can't have. The two solar plexus people can be fairly evolved, but if they're communicating on the solar plexus level and then they reach a point of disagreement, then they can't resolve it. Two people that have the heart energies open to a substantial degree, they may have some mental disagreements, but they won't ever have hurt feelings in talking about those disagreements. They'll be able to approach it logically with a calm mind, oftentimes reach harmony. But there's a lot of things that prevent us from reaching harmony. One of the big ones that causes division within us is what we call illusion. Now, illusion is different thing to handle than, say, emotional disagreements. In emotional disagreements, you disagree because you feel differently on a subject. With an illusion, you disagree because you think differently on a subject. And all of us have different foundation beliefs that we're born with. We have a foundation belief, for instance, you may have a foundation belief that we're all born under sin. And if you have that foundation belief, then even little children will need, like, baptized for remission of sin type of thing. Even little children have, are not pure. So if you have that foundation belief because of what's been passed down to you, it will influence and color every other belief that you have. You might have a foundation belief that all men are equal, or all men and women are equal, or whatever. So, but you may have it a little bit wrong in the fact that because all people are equal, then we all should be forced to be equal. Okay, so that may translate on something else. And then force itself is a foundation belief. In other words, if you have the foundation belief that, well, if something's right, it just should be done no matter what. And if you have that foundation belief, then the person will be prepared to use force, forcing people against their will, against their better judgment, against what they want to do right. The greatest culprits in history have been those that had an idea of something that was right, and maybe the idea was right. But they feel that they have a superior knowledge, and they need to take that superior knowledge and force it on the rest of us. Hitler was a great example of this, so was Stalin, and a lot of the tyrants of the past. Hitler believed that the Aryan race was superior, and so it needed to dominate the earth. And he felt that if the Aryan race dominated the earth and subjected all the other races, and if we eliminated the Jews completely, then there'd be just this utopian peace. And he saw that as something very desirable, very good. So he decided, well, what the heck, you know, let's people are too stupid to realize this on their own, so I'm going to have to do this for them. And so he had a wrong foundation belief. And his intentions might have been, you know, pretty pure, except he had this wrong foundation belief. And that wrong foundation belief caused him to do a tremendous amount of harm. You know, Stalin, they say, killed as many or more people than Hitler. But Hitler is always seen as the greatest villain. And some people say, well, you know, Stalin was really even worse than Hitler. But what they overlook about Hitler was that Hitler was smart and Stalin wasn't very smart. Because Hitler was a very intelligent person. He had the capacity to make his beliefs contagious. Everybody in his inner circle really embraced his same beliefs. People in Stalin's inner circle, they all wanted to kill him. Nobody in Stalin's inner circle liked him. They all wanted to put him away somewhere else, but that's why anybody that got close to him, after a while, he had him killed. So Stalin operated entirely by fear. Hitler was a different animal. His inner circle, they all loved him. And they all believed the same way he did. He was smart enough to come up with a philosophy that captivated the minds of his inner circle. And that's what made him so powerful and also so dangerous, because he captivated people with illusions.
JJ?
Yeah.
How is it that Hitler wanted a nation of Aryan, but he wasn't himself? He wanted the blonde hair, blue eye, but he wasn't himself.
Well, that's a little bit of a mystery. He claimed to be an Aryan, but there's a lot of people think he actually had some Jewish blood in him, but nobody's been able to prove it 100%.
What I'm saying is, how can he reconcile with this is the perfect person when he wasn't the mirror of the perfect person?
Yeah.
Illusions.
Well, he didn't approach that very much because nobody dared
question
that very much. So we don't have any example of Hitler explaining that. You know, just like tyrants, any tyrant, you don't ask him to explain anything that seems contradictory. You just go with it, you know, or else you wind up in the gulag somewhere.
In your own writings, you explained that, you know, Hitler believed that he was selected by God to do this, and he just thought that the Aryans were a good vehicle to accomplish what God was asking him to do.
Yeah. Certain amount of truth there. Now, on the journey to soul contact, it's an interesting journey in the fact that I probably get more asked more about this than anything else. Well, how do I attain soul contact? In the journey of the person, he starts out handling the energies of the lower centers. And as the different petals of the various centers open, he begins to experience a new energy. And when he masters that energy and gets to where he can use it well, then another energy unfolds. And in your lifetime, you've probably had an energy petal or so unfold. Now, we have a lot of energy petals altogether. In the center of the top of the head, there's 1,000 altogether. And in the between the eyebrows is 98. And in the heart center, there's 12. And so there's quite a few petals to unfold. And if you have a new petal in the heart center unfolded, it'll be you will have noticed it sometime in your life. Now, when you have a center unfold, you know, you just may be gliding along in your life, and you may have something that causes an intensity of feeling to surface in your life that you have never felt before. And if you have this happen, then you probably had one of your energy petals unfold. And if it unfolds quickly, it may be like overwhelming. You may actually feel physically ill, might think something's wrong with you. Matter of fact, quite often, if you have a disease of some kind come on you unexpectedly, it can be associated with an energy petal unfolding. And you're just having a hard time adapting to it. Because when the energy center unfolds, you released a new energy that guides you in a certain direction. So if you have one of your heart petals unfold, and you sense this energy being released and you resist it, you could wind up with physically heart problems.